Flu season in the United States is the worst it has been in 15 years when it comes to doctor's office visits. The CDC reports that seasonal influenza activity remains elevated and continues to increase. February is usually when flu season peaks. The CDC reports almost 8% of recent outpatient health care visits for respiratory illnesses have been due to flu-like symptoms. Experts say it's the highest number of doctor visits since the H1N1 or swine flu outbreak in 2009 and 2010. For this particular season, the CDC has recorded 310,000 hospitalizations for flu-like symptoms and 13,000 deaths from the flu, including 57 children. Schools have been forced to shut down in some states due to illness, such as the Godley Independent School District in Fort Worth, Texas, where 650 students and 60 staff were out sick this week. A school district spokesman said a vast majority were because of the flu. This year, the flu has been most intense in the South, the Southwest, and West. A total of 43 states reported high or very high flu activity last week. CDC data shows about 44% of adults got a flu shot this year, which is similar to last year. However, vaccination of children is down this winter to 45% compared to a normal year, which is about 50%. There is a bit of encouraging news. Health experts also say COVID-19 appears to be declining, as is the respiratory illness known as RSV.